the very last words of, or the last two lines of Mem of Nun Amud Beis. Nun Amud Beis, 50B at the bottom. The Gemara says, if a person would say, Amar Shvisa Si B'Ikarel, my residence is at the trunk of the tree, not just under the tree, which is less specific, right? This is what we talked about yesterday, that there's a problem with being vague. You have to be very specific, either because of Rav, because you have to establish a very concrete place for your residence, or because of Shmuel, that there's a concern that maybe that the place that you're establishing is not going to get you to your house. So the Gemara says, Mahalot Mimakam Ragla Vyadi Karo Alpayim Ama. So he can go from where he is until the tree trunk, assuming it's within 2,000 amos. Umeikara leveso alpayim amos. And then he can go from the trunk to his house, assuming it's within 2,000 amos. He's allowed to walk to both, right? Because basically he's at the one extreme of his trum, and then he's going to go to the other extreme of his trum, being that the tree is in the middle. So the Gemara says, Nimsa mahalach meshechashecha arba alaf mama. Therefore, you see from here, that a person has walked 4,000 amos while it's already Shabbos, right? That's quite a bit. That's about, what, more than a mile. 4,000 amos leniently is about 6,000 feet. So the guy's walking a lot at the onset of Shabbos, already after the onset of Shabbos. So the Gemara continues, Amarava v'hudachi rightly karamati. And that's only in a case where if he were to run to the tree, to the trunk, so that he would get there. Meaning, I think, before Shabbos. Before it becomes Shabbos. That's only in the case where he can get to, at least he has to get to his residence in a theoretical sense, it sounds like. In a theoretical sense, he has to get to the tree trunk before Shabbos starts. How can you say such a thing? Because the Mishnah clearly says it got dark, and that's when he established it. So how can you say that it's only if he can only establish it if he could get there before dark? It's already dark when he's establishing it. So the Gemara says no. Chashcha leveso. What it means is not necessarily chashcha by derech, which I think was the wording. But either way, that it says chashcha leveso, that it's going to get dark by the time he gets to his ultimate destination of his derech, which is his house. Avali karo shel ilan matzi azul. But for the trunk of the tree, he's got to get there beforehand. I think David had mentioned something like this and was like, you know, it was a little strange that he's calling out from a distance that he can establish his residence somewhere else. He has to actually get there. He can't just randomly decide where he wants to be. Which is an interesting, you know, this is what.
Yes, he had to set up food there or walk there before Shabbos, and suddenly he's just calling from a distance.
Right. And as we'll see, we're gonna link this into the machlokas of the poor person that we said was allowed to do this whole mahalach baraglav thing, right? And so we're gonna say that this is basically what it meant. So the Gemara says, "Ika de amri amarava," or you could say, "Chashcha lo ki misagi kali kali aval right mati." Rava said that that what it means is if it's getting dark when he's walking, if he was going to be walking very slowly. But if he would run, he would still get there before Shabbos, which sounds like even to his house. Meaning that in the technical sense, he has to be able to get there. Okay, Rava of Rav Yosef Havaka, not that he actually does have to get there, but that he can get there. Rava of Rav Yosef Havaka Azli Ba'orcha. One time, Rabbi and Rav Yosef were walking on the way. Amar Rabbi Rav Yosef, he said to Rav Yosef, Teheshvi Sasenu Suse Dikla Desaval Achuha. Let's establish our residence under that palm tree, which is leaning up against another palm tree. Right? Savil Achuha is like, it tolerates its brother. Interesting phrase. V'armila Tuse Dikla Deparik Mare Mikraga. Or maybe they said, maybe the story went that he said, let's establish our residency in that tree which pays its own taxes, right? It has so many produce from the dates that it actually pays the whole taxes for the whole land. Okay, so it's some kind of prosperous tree. So the Gemara says back to the actual story, Yada Lemar, do you know about this tree? So Amalei lo yadanalei. Says, I don't know. It's also interesting, by the way. I think Rav Yosef was blind, so I'm not sure how he could know. So, I mean, maybe earlier in his life wasn't blind. I don't know. So, Amalei smoch alai to Tanya. Rely on me. Right? This is what Rabbah says to Rav Yosef. Just rely on me. As we saw in the Brisa yesterday, to Tanya, Rav Yosef, Omer, im hayu shne... What? Im hayu shnayim. Echer makir v'echer jeinu makir. If there are two people walking, one of them knows about something and one of them doesn't, he basically subsumes his residency under the other person who's deciding his residency. Our residence should be in this place. So Gemara says, first of all, it's not really true. It's not Reb Yossi Shita. He only said that it was from Reb Yossi in order for him to accept it. Because he always thought that Reb Yossi had good reasoning. And therefore, he tells it to Rabbi Yosef so that he would agree. But really, it was a Stam Mishnah that we saw that said you could do that. But that's a halach either way. So, im eno makir o she'enu baki. So the Mishnah says, if one is not familiar with the tree or is not necessarily very well learned in halacha, so then he can say that shvisa sibim komi, that this place is going to be my residence. Meaning that works. If he says, Shvi Sasibim Komi, this is my residence, and then he gets not only the four amas around him, but the 2,000 amas in any direction. So Gemara says, Hani Alpayim Amahechen Ksivan. Good time to ask the question. Better late than never, right? Erevin Daf Nun Aleph. How do you know you get 2,000 amas? Where do we get this 2,000 amas thing from? So Gemara says, Detanya Shvui Shaktav Elo Arba Amos. Right, to have your four amos that we said that a couple of days ago on Rosh Hashanah, I think. On Shabbos. That you get 2,000 amos, you get four amos underneath you. Al yetzi ish mimkomo. Elo apayim amos. When it says in the Pasuk, you shouldn't leave your place. So that's 2,000 amos. So Gemara says, manalan. Well, okay, I'm not just going to take it because you said the word mimkomo. Right, why do we know that that means 2,000 amos? So Amr of Chista, and this is kind of crazy, so we're not going to go through the whole details here. But you get it from, this is one large transitive property, okay? Makom mi makom, makom mi nisa, v'nisa mi gvul, ugvul mi gvul, ugvul mi chutz, v'chutz mi chutz. Tichziv v'madosa mi chutz l'iras pas ked malapayim ba'ama. This is, I believe, a pasuk referring to the cities of the Levium that get 2,000 amos. So from the fact that these terms are all connected to each other one way or another, it brings us back to these Migrashei Levim, these Sadei Migrash, I believe it is, and that's where we learn 2,000 amos. So Gemara says, V'nelef mikir ha'ir v'chutza elef amah. There's another pasuk that says chutza is 1,000 amos. That's a pasuk also by the cities. So dan chutz michutz ve'ein dan.
If it's really not dark yet, and in the first case he really has to run the 2,000 amos to or something like that to get to the tree by dark. So this in this second case where he doesn't know of a particular tree, it's also presumably the same situation. It's not really dark; it's just threatening. So let him run as fast as he can to get at least 2,000 amot closer. Why does he, in this case, it should
right.
Be the same also, go running off.
Right. He could get a little closer. First of all, I'm not sure that the same ukimta is being applied, but you're right. If it would be, he would be able to continue walking. But secondly, the problem also was, as the introduction of that case said, the question was, first, he's not very learned, so he doesn't know what he's doing. And secondly, he doesn't know where he is, or he's not familiar with the place. So maybe those things are also contributing to why he didn't just keep walking. But yeah, I hear. Presumably, you're right. If there's more time, he could continue going. So here, this is the Gemara says, why don't we learn from Mikir Ha'ir V'chutza Elef Amah? So the Gemara says, we learn Chutz and Chutz, but we don't learn Chutz from Chutza. So, a famous retort in all of Shas when it comes to that kind of that line of reasoning. So, Minon Afkalin, Mina, how do you know? Hatana Debe Rabbi Shmuel Veshav Hakolim Ubakalim, when it comes to Tzaras in the house. So, we make a Tzusha, we make a Hekesh between the words Veshav and Uva, that they're both with 7 days, I believe the halacha was. That they're both after 7 days. So the Gemara says Zui Shiva Zui Bia, that they're the same thing, that they be that they're after 7 days, and therefore we find that the words Shav and Ba are being connected. So how can you tell me that you're not going to connect things that aren't familiar, aren't similar? Here you connect the two words that are completely different. So the Gemara says Hani Mili Hecha Delei Kamidi Damilei. That's only in a case where there's nothing else that you could connect to. But in our case, we have a chutz and another chutz. We don't need to resort to using chutz and chutza if we have a chutz and a chutz. So therefore, midamilei alfinan, you use the one which is more similar when it is available. Okay, back to what we said before. Alpaim ama agulos. The 2,000 amas that you get is a circle. Rabbi Chanina bar Verbi Chanina ben Antignos ma nafshach. I is like Gzer Shava, if he holds of the Gzer Shava. So peos ksivan. So apparently it's written with sides. I thought this was a machlokas rishonim, but apparently it's not, according to this Gemara. That the pasuk says upaas. I don't know. I forget the wording, but the part of the pasuk Rashi says is paas, that includes the sides, right? Like a peos. Is like peis are like side lots, right? So pea is like a side. So therefore, that implies that it's a squared off section. It's not a circle, but it's a squared off section. That's the source, right? That's the source of the 2,000 amos. So Gemara says, is like zer shav peos ksivan. Ilais like zer shav. If he doesn't have it, so apaim amiminale. If he's going to say that it's a circle, so then he's got to come up with a new source. And if he's going to say that he gets the source of 2,000 amos from the pasuk, so he's got to use sides. So the Gemara says, "L'olam is like gzeir shav." Really, does like gzeir shav. Shani hachat amar kras zei yelacham igrushay harim lezei atanos nimpeos v'ia atanos nimpeos l'shov se Shabbos. So the Gemara says the only time that you ever apply 2,000 amos in a square is to these migrushay levim. That because it says zei yelahem, this it should be for you, the cities, but nothing else includes the sides, only the cities include the sides. So Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan who think that it actually is a square, so why don't you learn that drasha also, that it's only for the cities? So Tanri Chanani Omer Kazei you kol shofse Shabbos. We have a brisa that says that this was the Mesorah also, that they use these not only for Levim, but also for Shof says Shabbos people establish a residency. So Amr Rabbi Acha Bar Akav Amar Rabbi Amos, which is Rabbi Eino Chayv Ad Shemavir Hain Ba'alachsom. Interesting sheet to hear from Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov, that when we say you get four amos to traverse, so that's not saying you get literal four amos, but what it's saying is make a 4x4 square and you get the diagonal, which we said was, I forgot. I don't know how much that is. I don't know why Safari usually tells us. Rashi says it's Dalad Amos v'chamish chumshe ama v'ches chumshe ama, and it's 4 8 8/5 of an ama. Okay, so it's basically 5 3/5. What it sounds like from Rashi. Either way. The Gemara says Amar of Papa Bedin Lan Rava. He tested us. Amar Bishas Ram Gavo Asar Rochav Arbatar Chin Valachson Olo. When we said that whole case of the column and you're putting something upon it in order to be chayev, so we said over there also it has to be 4 tefachim wide. Does that mean 4 tefachim or does that mean four tefachim? Does that mean 4 literal 4 or does that mean 4 by 4 and you take the angle? Olav, Amrin and Lay, Lav Hainu de Rav Chananya. The Tanu Rav Chananya Omar Kazuyu Kol Shov Zeh Shabbos. This is what it should be for all Shov Zeh Shabbos, that you use the diagonal. Okay, I'm not sure we're passing like that, but that's what it says, Rav Chananya. Okay. Yeah, it doesn't seem like we're passing like that. V'huzehu Sha'omar Hanim Arav Raglav. Right, we said that the poor person, so there's machlokas here also. And we're going to go back and forth a little bit. I'm not going to try, I don't think we'll be able to get all the details straight away, but either way, you'll get the picture of it. Amar Rabbi Meir, Ein Anu, Ein Lanu, Elo Anu. We've seen this before. The only person that can establish their tchum, their Erev, with just speech, is a poor person. according to Rabbi Meir. So Amar Rav Nachman Machlokes Bimkomi. Rabbi Meir Savar Iker Erev Bepas. Ani Huda Kilo Be Rabbanu Ilave. The only time that we may have this Machlokes, again, David, getting to your point from earlier, the only time that we have this Machlokes about whether or not this applies only to a poor person or even to a rich person, a wealthy person, is only when the person says Bimkomi. Right? Right here is going to be my Erev. But I don't have any food. So Rabbi Meir Savar, that Iker Erev Bepas, Rabbi Meir says technically you should use bread. But Ani Huda Kilo Be Rabbanu Ilave. About Asher Lo, we were lenient for a poor person to just use words. If he's there, mamish, if he's in the spot. But a wealthy person would have to use bread. Rabbi Yossi says, Ikar Erev Beregel. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ikar Erev Beregel, that the main use of a Erev is done with your feet, wherever you're going. Echad Ani ve'echad Asher. Right, regardless of a poor person or a rich person, about b'makom ploni. However, when it comes to saying I want it to be over there as opposed to over here, so that's divrei hakol that only works for an ani in asher lo, that only works for a poor person. So the Gemara says v'zohi she'amru, when it says in the Mishnah this is what it meant about the poor person as opposed to the wealthy person. So the Gemara says, "Mount Katani, who's that going? That's going to Rebbe Meir, right? That's all shtick at the end. The high kai is that going? On what is that going to? Einu makir o she'enu baki bahalacha. It's referring to when a person is not familiar, right? So he can say, he can do it with his feet, even in his spot, presumably. The Gemara says, "Velo amru ma'arvim pas el hakel." When the Mishnah says that we only said you'll have to do it with bread to make it easier for the wealthy. Mankatani le Rabbi Yehuda, right? That's going to Rabbi Yehuda, who says you're allowed to, even for a wealthy person, is allowed to use only his words. Rav Chista amar machlokes b'makom ploni. Rav Chista says, no, it's not true. Right? So that was Shita, that was the Shita of Rav Nachman. Now we have Rav Chista. Oops. So Rav Chista said, machlokes b'makom ploni. Machlokes says, when you're looking at another place, to Rabbi Meir Sever, ani in asher lo. Right, we're not going to be lenient for the wealthy person who could send somebody over there to establish the residency, or he can send food. We can put food down over there. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Echad Ani Vechad Asher. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Even a rich person could look at a place in a distance and say that's going to be my residence. Avah Bimkomi. But when a person's in their actual spot, Divrei Hakol, even Rabbi Meir Echad Ani Vechad Asher would agree that you could have even a poor person or a wealthy person say that this is my residency if you're mamish in that residency. Dikar Erev Regal, because the main aspect of an Erev is with Regal when you're in that spot. Meaning regel, literally, your feet are there. When we said over there, this is only by a poor person, that's right. It's going in the original case of a person who's walking in the way and gets dark. It's mamish if a person's in that spot, mamish if a person is looking, not mamish, but if they're looking at a distance. So that's when it says that the ani could use it. But the wealthy person, and when it says that technically, we use the bread to make it lenient. That's for according to everybody, for the sake of putting it far away. So Tanik Vas de Rav Nachman, Echad Ani ve'Echad Asher Ma'arvim Pas, that the poor person and the wealthy person is allowed to use bread. Right? This is Rav Nachman. V'lo yetzi Asher Chutz Latchum v'Yomar Shvisayim Mikomi. And a wealthy person shouldn't go far away and just say in that spot, this is my shvisa, this is my residence. This is within Rav Nachman's understanding of Rav Meir, because what it's saying basically is even a wealthy person who's in the actual spot where he hopes to be resident and taking residence, even that's not good enough to just say that this is going to be my residence. He needs to actually have bread, so or food of some kind. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Echad Ani Ve'Echad Asher Ma'arvim Beregel, V'Yetzei Asher Chutz Latchum V'Yomar Teish Shvesu Mekomi. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no, if he's in the spot, it works. V'Zei Kar Shal Erev, because that's the main aspect of an Erev, to establish residency where you are. V'Yitir Chacham L'Baal Abayis L'Shalech Erev B'Yad Avdo, B'Yad B'no, B'Yad Shlucho B'Shvil HaKal Alav. The only thing is that we made a leniency to allow bread, to allow food, so that the wealthy person doesn't have to go all the way far out to establish the residency. Interesting whether or not Rabbi Yehuda would also require, as we said before, the ability to actually get to that spot. Presumably he does, based on the Gemara we said before. So the Gemara then says, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Masa ba'anshe base Memel, the people of Memel's house, uva'anshe base Gurion, and Gurion's house ba'aroma, in this place called Aroma, which I think is a restaurant in Israel, but I think here is a city. Shehu mechalkin grogros v'tzimukin la'aniyim b'shnei batzores. They used to give out dried figs and raisins to the people who needed it. The problem was they lived too far away on Shabbos. And they would make sure to establish their residency at the outskirts of their city, so that the next day, they could come to that spot, or they could walk even further than that spot and retrieve this the dried figs and the raisins from Aroma, or at least the outskirts of Aroma. I don't know, maybe that's why they called it Aroma, the restaurant. I don't know. They serve much more than raisins and dried figs there. I know that for a fact. Amrav Ashi, Masnis and Amideka. Our mission also makes sense. The Katani, it says, Misha Yatzalelech Le'irshim Arvin La, Vechzira Le'chavero. Let's say a person is going to do an Erev. He's right, he's going on his way to make an Erev in a specific spot. Vechzira Chavero. And somebody pulls him back. He already made an Erev, right? He made an Erev, but he's been pulled back. I mean, he never actually got there. He never got there, and his friend pulls him back. He's still allowed to go there and establish his, and continue using that as his residency, even though he never got there in person. And the rest of the city is not allowed to do Rebbe Yehuda. That's according to Rebbe Yehuda. What's going on here? Why is he allowed and they're not allowed? The guy's, you know, pretty well off, and he's got two houses. And he's got two. They're not connected. They don't overlap in terms of their tchum. So therefore, he made an eruv between the two of them. So the Gemara says, "Ihu came to Nafkalan Meorch Leorcha Havale Ani." Once he leaves his first house, then he's basically a poor person. He has no house. He's established himself. I'm not living here on Shabbos. I'm going to go live by my eruv. Right? That's going to be residency. And therefore, in a technical sense, the guy is poor because he has no house for Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "V'hanach." But the people that are sitting in their houses in the city itself, so Ashirim Ninhu, they're wealthy people. They have their houses. They have the homes. Alma kol b'makom ploni ani in asher lo, and therefore, in this case, what you find is that this technical wealthy person is allowed to say, "I'm going to set up my eruv over there at a distance." Only he is allowed to use that trick because he's now a poor person. But an usher, someone who's technically wealthy, being, you know, situated comfortably in his house, who's considered a wealthy person, they can't use that trick. Shmamina. So the fact that the guy left his house is what allows him to do it. Because he's considered poor at that moment. Basher husham. So masni la rav chia bar asher le chia bar rav kamei de rav. Echad ani ve echad asher. Actually, let's keep it there. Let me just see if there's a... Yeah, that's good enough, I think. Yeah, let's get to shul. Get a little early for the day after Yom Kippur. Okay. Shkayach Rabosai. The daf tomorrow is not so long, so I think we're safe to stop there. Shkayach. Everyone should have a good week. Shkayach. Good to be back at 6:50.